Let's start off with smartphone sales. Increase or decrease in sales right across the nation?
We would have said decrease, being with COVID and because so many things during the time, and we've still got it where we've not seen the supply come out of the makers that we used to because of what's happened around the world. So smartphones actually sold 360 million units in the third quarter of 2020, so it's a decline of 3.6% down on last year. 5G is starting to get positioned to most consumers now. I saw an ad on TV last night for all these 5G phones on there for as low as, I think, $400 on there as well. Samsung are the number one maker of smartphones still with 80.6 million units sold. Remember, this is worldwide, 22% market share. They actually grew 2.6% year over year. Huawei, who have been involved in all of the trade talks with America, with Trump and everything, stopping them being sold, they're still number two in the world. Despite that, their sales actually went down 21%. Xiaomi, who a lot of people would not have heard of, are the number three in the world as well, 12.6% market share. And you say, where's Apple in all of this? They actually came in at number four. Now, they sold 41.1 million units for 11.4% market share out there as well. Sales down just 5%, which is pretty good considering they've only just launched their brand new phone. So expect them to jump considerably next year.
Yeah, you'd expect a bit of a jump and jump back into that top two, you think, in the next 12 months or so. It has been a very challenging year, hasn't it? So you could understand those figures there. Malware and viruses, what are they for those that are unaware? And why do they target those that have Windows computers?
So computer virus is malware. That's what a lot of people come out and call it now. We still call it viruses out there because we've been around for a while, but all the kids will call it malware. Now, what they do is they inject a code, one that's executable. So it's a .exe file when they're run. So that's how it infects your system. So once the code's released, it can do any number of things on land, destroy data, overwrite files, or replicate itself to other systems. Now, these viruses target specific operating systems. So a virus that infects a Windows computer isn't going to do much on an Apple computer or a Chromebook. Now, people say, what's a Chromebook? We're going to discuss Chromebooks next year because I think they're a very good idea for a lot of people out there because they won't run these files on there as well. But why Windows? Because Windows is 90% of the computers out there. That's why we see them so much on... It's why we do see them on Windows computers, but not so much on an Apple computer or a Chrome.
Right. So where does the antivirus software come in as a form of protection and guarding us from malware or viruses?
It's supposed to come along, but it's up to you. And this is what I always say to people, and regular listeners to this segment will know what I'm about to say. If we keep things up to date, if we don't click links and emails on there as well, so we are the security experts as well, and make sure we don't take candy from strangers. So we make sure we browse safely on the internet. We don't get given software that we think's free, and we just click away on there as well. So the antivirus software will hopefully be able to stop that running. But a lot of cases is only there to clean up the mess afterwards.
Totally understood. Fantastic. Yeah, on my personal computer, I don't have emails on there, and I certainly don't click on to some foreign websites and so forth. So with you're keeping yourself foul of the viruses or malware. And let's just wrap up, because Christmas isn't far away, apparently, Richard, with some Christmas tech suggestions.
But all of these are up on the website, I think, right now. So if you're after a top-end smartphone, the Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max, $1,849 is probably the pick of the smartphones out there. In a top-end smartphone, a bit more reasonably priced, the Google Pixel 5, which has just been released as well, $999. Budget smartphones, the Google Pixel 4a, which is last year's Google Pixel, still around, great phone. $599. The Apple iPhone SE, $679. Really is an iPhone for everybody out there as well because it's a really cheap price. Laptops, the Apple MacBook Pro, the brand new one with the M1 chip in it. I've got to say, this is the best laptop I've ever used, Lee. The Surface Laptop Go on there, if you want a bargain one on there, that's $999. But if you're going to buy a laptop, try and spend at least $1,000 on it. And that will give you a lot of years of use out of it. Tablets, the two that I recommend as well is the Apple iPad, the basic one, $499. That is a tablet for most people. The iPad Air, $899. That's if your usage justifies it. It's a very powerful little tablet that will edit audio and video on there as well. People will say, what about Android side? They're not as good as the iPad, but the Samsung tablet, if you really need to, probably you buy one of those, but don't expect it to last, it, you know, I've got to say, in my experience, more than probably 3-4 years.